This week on YMH.
When you die, did I talk about this already on the show? When you die before me?
You've definitely mentioned that a bunch.
I've been planning on it. So what I'm going to do.
Can you just fucking try something?
I'm not into shitting the bed.
I've never heard you like this.
Yeah, well, it's fucking high Tina Duff. We'll see if that continues.
Oh my God.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bienvenue. Ooh. Your mom's house.
Oh, hey, guess what? I wore kind of a goth outfit for you today.
Dojo yoroshiku, tom desu. Oh, tell me about that. Is very nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been feeling my goth vibes, and you always tell me I dress like an HR lady, so I wanted to come in and show you what I'm capable of.
Well, look at me. I'm all bright and sunny today.
No, I'm opposite day.
Yeah, I know.
I'm feeling darkness.
That is, it's very cool, though.
Right?
It's cool.
Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that. This color is very deep blood red.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just feeling my roots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Been watching What We Do in the Shadows, my favorite show.
Making you feel good.
I love it. I wish I could be a vampire.
That's awesome.
Hey, if I become a vampire, do you want me to change you into one too?
No, thanks.
Seriously?
No, I can't wait to get out of this world.
Are you done? What part do you hate the most?
I don't responsibility. Know, man. It's just like, it's kind of, I feel like it's already been a full ride, you know?
I know. I feel like I've lived about 10 lifetimes with the shit that I've already done. So I'm done. I'm good.
I don't need that much more.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Do I really believe in that? I don't know.
What do you think happens to you when you die?
I think you're just gone.
You just rot back into the earth?
Yeah. Well, you know what makes me think that?
What's that?
Just how long there's been human life in existence. Just billions and billions and billions of people have been alive already. It's like, yeah, they lived and they died. And then new people live and then they die. And that's just the cycle of how life is. I think we try to put more meaning into it for reasons that make sense.
Sure.
It makes sense to try to give it more meaning. It makes sense to think about another realm of reality. But I mean, I think all that is to quell the mind's anxiety about it.
You know, I used to feel more that way. And then now that the aliens exist, you know, my interactions with them in the fifth dimension and everything like that. We are part of a collective consciousness here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just returned to that big consciousness.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
Look at you.
Thanks. This is Heather, everybody. Thank you. I'll trade you. She got me coffee. She's so sweet and so thin. Good job, Heather.
Good job on both of those things, Heather. Thanks for being thin. Thanks for getting the coffee.
Well, it's like the flight attendants.
That's what I'm talking about.
Until very recently had to weigh in. And you're like, well,
it's been a while since they had to do that.
How long?
Fucking 40 years.
I know, because now these fatzos are
It is so upsetting to get on a plane and see a flight attendant that just looks like your friend's mom.
I know.
You're like, the fuck?
They're not even hot.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the worst part.
Such a bummer. It's so gross.
Who's got the hottest flight attendants left? Like what? I think Virgin used to make an effort.
Maybe. The hottest flight attendants are not in the United States.
Never.
It's all international. Yeah. You get on Qantas, Emirates, Cathay Pacific.
Sure.
They kind of give a shit about what the aesthetics are. Yeah. You can tell right away. You're like, oh, thank you. And you realize how happy everybody is to interact with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not grumpy Barb who's just like, oh, this is my fourth flight in 48 hours. And you're like, oof.
Poor lady, though.
And she's like, my feet hurt. Hold on. She's trying to move through the aisle sideways because she's fitting it. And like, God damn
my new favorite flight attendants are the gay men now. I feel like
there's a lot of gays.
The gay male flight attendant is crushing the game. They're always fun to interact with. They always like a little giggle, a little sense of humor.
Love
thrown
it.
In.
They do.
Yeah, they get
That's
it.
That's so gay.
Yeah. There's also.
They like
the
it.
The jacked gay flight attendant.
Love the jacked gay.
The fucking total bear guy
who's
so jacked, and he's like, what can I get you? And you can tell he's a boozy, but you can also tell that
That's gay in Hungarian, just for people who don't speak fluent Hungarian.
That's right.
We've been, I've taught Tom some Hungarian code words over the years so that we can speak about people in
public.
Probably
shouldn't give them all away, but yeah, Boozy's okay. there's a few that are like, so, but yeah, the jacked, and I've seen him more and more, the jacked
flight
gay
attendant. But think about it, Tom, if you're going to be a gay flight attendant.
Be jacked.
Yeah, and you're in different cities every night. You could bang so many dudes.
Yeah, you sure can. And I think they do.
Of course they do.
Although a lot of the women, I think, you know, there's that fantasy storyline of like the flight attendant who's banging. I think a lot of them don't, though.
I think a lot of them bang the pilots. I bet you pilots fuck.
I think it's more in the past. I don't think it's as much today.
You don't think they get to fuck as much?
I think they do, but I mean, a lot of them, they look like math teachers,
But it's the uniform, Tom. It's the uniform. I tell you, when I'm walking through the aeropuerto, that's Spanish, and I see the pilots walking, I'm like, oh, there's a man of authority.
Sure.
It's very...
But you kind of care what's under the uniform, too.
A little bit, but it can mask a bad body. If they've got an authoritative uniform on, you're like, I bet he fucks like he means it. Like, you just, like, this guy's in charge.
I don't know anything about you. I'm discovering things about you every day. Here's another thing about women you might not know.
No funny shit, bro. I don't care about nothing, bro. Them girls with them overly big butts, they stink. I don't care about nothing. I know for a fact, when you open that shit, like, bro, I know the back shot wind. Not a good smell, bro.
Damn. This shit
is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Wow.
With Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
So, yeah, big butts. You think they smell?
I saw Annie shaking his head in there. Is this a new cap report?
I just feel like, you know, he just got that energy. He don't really get shit. So that's really where this is coming from.
I'm pretty sure.
Big booty bitches be denying this nigga, and he's just like, y'all smell. Y'all stanky.
Interesting.
He's a hater because the big booty girls won't get with him, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The big booty girls are coveted, right? They're desired. And most men are like, I like a big booty.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that's some bullshit. They stink, right?
Gosh, you know.
So that's a pretty good insight.
That's interesting, Annie. Yeah, you really nailed it. Dang.
Because I know there's a lot of guys that are not complaining about those big booty girls, you know?
Yeah, and I also feel like most...
Anyone's booty can smell.
Little butts, big butts. I find that heterosexual men generally don't care about the butt smells. They're going to get in there anyways.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you guys kind of don't give a shit?
I mean, I think there's a kind of a line for booty smells.
But a little bit of a whiff isn't going to like deter you.
A little something is not, you know you're in the booty.
Yeah.
So, but like, obviously a stinky ass, like your ass smell. I mean, that's a deterrent for anyone.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the guy that goes to Barnes & Noble and sniffs butts. He probably kind of likes it.
He
likes the stinky
that.
Butt. Yeah.
Gosh, you know what I keep thinking about from like 2 weeks back now is Bobby, the guy that would just walk up to the truck driver and be like, can I suck your dick? And I was like, wow, that's so bold.
God, that guy was amazing.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I'm Bobby. He's like,
cool.
How you doing, Bobby? He's like, suck your dick? What's that? What, cock sucked? No, thank you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just out here going for a walk. I like girls too.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
But that was the coolest part is that he was like, but I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
It's not gay. It's just like dick sucks. Dick sucks don't make you gay.
What do you mean to do? Just tell you, I mean, I thought you were sitting out here.
Yeah.
I'm walking around. Thought it was you know, possible to have a conversation with you. I didn't know you were going to be all uptight about it.
Fucking bitch. Stupid bitch.
What is it called?
It's so fascinating. Oh, yeah, yeah. And his sales pitch was so casual, which I think is awesome. The right way to do it.
There when you're a white man that is look like he's walking towards me.
A white man. A little help here,
people. Right now. And I don't know for what.
Shuffling up.
Shuffling his slippers, his house slippers.
Old as shit, too.
How you doing?
I'm good. My name is Bobby.
How you doing, Bobby? Yeah.
One second, Dick.
Yep, that's what? Just there.
What's the talk? Just one second, Dick.
That's so fast.
No.
No, sir.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets the pitch in so fast.
Yeah, he does.
Is your truck all right?
Yes, my truck is fine.
Okay.
Is that your truck?
Yeah. Switch it up.
My truck is fine.
Okay.
I'm just...
He's bummed.
On the phone with my managers.
Oh. All right, I'm bisexual. I love women.
I'm not queer.
I'm not anything like that.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah. I didn't know. I had a guy from Clark's, Charlestown, West Virginia.
It's like his dick. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the pitch of like, but I'm not gay guy. Like, I do this, and he's so fucking old.
Well, it's great, too, because what happens is, like, that truck's there. Bobby's down the street, probably at his house.
Yeah.
He goes, that truck's been there for a minute. All right. And he just.
Yeah, he's like, that guy looks like he needs his dick.
He's like, he's probably like, God, it's further than I thought. Shuffles all the way, like, finally, I'm here. He's like, how you doing? I'm Bobby. He didn't know, by the way, who was going to be in the driver's seat.
See,
he was just ready to suck anyone's dick.
But that's, no, Your Honor, I'm thinking it's different. Let me tell you, because I'm thinking it now from Bobby's perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to get inside this man's head.
Mm-hmm.
I think he likes black dudes.
Right.
I think it's his thing. And he saw this guy roll up and Bobby got excited. And he's in such excitement.
But how?
Hold on. He didn't even put on a shirt. He was like, I got to get out there and suck this guy's cock. This is my type.
From where he walked from, it's like, how do you see who's in the driver's seat?
Maybe he was in his, you know, he's looking and he's sitting in his living room, peeping out the window.
I think he thought there's a truck. That means there's a dick in there and I'm going to suck
just
it.
Just any trucker dick.
I think so. Yeah, I think it could have been like the king. The king above 18 could have been there. He'd been like, "How you doing? Suck your dick."
How often do truck drivers say yes?
It happens sometimes. Yeah.
Because what do you think his batting average is? That he's
it's not super high, but I think it's it's respectable. You know.
Yeah, how you doing? Such a sweet voice, meek.
Yeah. Bobby. Yeah. His name's Bobby. How you doing, Bobby? Suck your dick.
What?
Want to get your cock sucked?
Huh? What is that?
He's like, oh, yeah. How's your truck doing? That's when he switched it up.
Right.
Like, he's like, how do I get out of this?
It's almost like, like he mumbled something just throws it out there, right?
Yeah.
Blacks and the Jews. What?
Yeah.
All right. If you're not, it's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
No problem at all.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you have a good day.
You too, sir.
Have a safe trip.
I most definitely will.
All right.
Okay. Most definitely will.
Okay.
God bless. God bless.
See you later. Just like. So matter of fact,
shuffles
back down the road.
Today's going to suck. That's what he's thinking right now. Yeah. Today's such a bummer.
That guy's face, like, what just happened?
Fuck?
What is happening? That was amazing. The audacity of Bobby.
Yeah.
The balls on that guy.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what universe I would walk up to a total stranger and be like, may I lick your genitals?
Yeah.
Can I lick your genitals? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Dudes kill. Dudes lick each other's genitals unsolicited.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well.
What is wrong with you guys?
Men are different.
Why do you guys kill people? You guys murder people.
I don't know. It's not that
weird.
Big a deal. Jesus. You're making it such a thing. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Anyway, I was on the Instagrams and it was really cute. You posted something the other day about you and your cousin Huberman.
Yeah.
You guys were twinning.
Yeah. We really are cousins. People don't know.
That's so adorable. Look at you guys.
You know what's funny? I jokingly say whenever we see each other, we have an agreement we will dress the same, you know, as a joke. This happened organically. This was not, we didn't actually plan this out.
Right. That's why
what people don't know. So
miraculous.
He hit me up and he's like, hey, you're performing in Aspen. I'm going to come to Aspen to hang out and watch the show. I go, okay. So, you know, show day, right? I'm doing this is the second day. I text him. I go, hey, you know, here's where to go. Here's where your tickets are. That kind of thing. He's like, do you need anything? You know, he's being like, the way supportive family is before a show. Like, do you need me to bring you? Are you looking for any? Like,
can I suck your dick? Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'll see you after the show. And I said, you know, they'll bring you backstage after the show. All right. Comes backstage. Like, I've obviously been on stage in this. He comes backstage in this and I go, what the fuck? He goes, I know. He goes, you walked on stage and my friend was like, did you guys call each other to dress? This happened completely organically.
But by the way, just shows.
Look at the shoes.
That is down to the shoes, the detail. The pants are even cut the same. The shirt's the same. It just goes to show how we're all connected, right? We were talking about our minds are connected. You guys are related.
We're related.
So that's crazy.
So the relation for people who have asked is that my mother's mother and his father's mother are second cousins.
Crazy.
And his family, they were in Argentina. Mine were in Peru, but they both are of Basque origin, meaning northern Spain, and that's how they're related.
Oh, crazy.
Robert Paul. It's not his cousin. That's his male lover. This is what Robert Paul wrote. So they can,
So cute they want to dress alike.
So cute they want to dress alike. I wonder on who's the top or bottom. Will Tom spam turkey brains, big beak, self-praise Segura. With what? With
was bi.
Was bi, now he is gay, but way
Where's
too late.
Where's your dad glasses?
I know, they're here. Way too late. Oh.
Where's your trans glasses?
Oh my God, for this old goat is a no gay pride shame. I don't know what the fuck that means. But
I don't know.
He's been going hard. Oh, I love that your fashion statement are I? Your style of dressing is so old, men goats, I would never be seen with you. Humpty and Dumpty dressed alike to see as their love was real, as these two rejected men shared a bed and done the nasty as dirty old Tom Goat would now. I wonder if Louis C.K. is on another tour he goes to meet. What the fuck?
Wow.
Jesus, yeah, Robert.
You know what's funny? I just saw Red Band's comment. It just says K.
I know. Robert's been on a...
Yeah, his hair, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ham sandwich and then... Yeah. Okay, what did he regret to see to? Cousin, you killed it. That's crazy that you guys were. What are the chances out of all the outfits, even down to the shoes? It is spooky.
Yeah, it's spooky.
I don't think it's ever happened with me. And
it's
any
cool.
Other
Everybody,
human.
They're like, oh, it's cool. You look like his big brother. I'm like, he's older than me. And they're like, oh, he's my big cousin. They're like, oh, you definitely seem like you're the older one. I'm like, great.
You think you still look old?
I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's fine.
It's always been your thing.
Well, that I look old? Everyone's always said I look old.
No, I know. When you were 23, we're like, Tom's 33. Yeah, you just always looked old.
So now they're like, and then I get, oh, we can see where the good genetics went. I'm like, great. Thank you very much.
You just have to get that facelift done. When are you going to get the facelift? You got to do it like Kenny Rogers did. Look young. You got to pull it way back.
Hey guys,
start doing your face.
Am I handsome now? Do one of those.
What, are you
what about RPC? He takes care of himself. What is his regimen? He's never shared that. Guy's out there just bagging on me every day.
He works out. He's on the T.
You think it is that? Is it his workouts?
Definitely his workouts. Mm. Definitely. You know what he does do? Because he always looks very dewy in his apartment.
Yeah.
He it's like a sauna in there. It's good for your skin.
Yeah. Saunas are good. Everyone's saying that's
how
good
saunas
are. Yeah,
you do cold plunge, he does sauna. And he masturbates in the sauna.
I got to get me a sauna. Mm-hmm.
But he masturbates in the heat. And I think that's the secret to good health.
Yeah.
50 times he sharpened his sword.
50 times right. Up.
Yeah. Down.
God, we got to get in touch with him.
I know.
By the way, this reminds me of your, I'm just blown away that you're like, oh, these pilots are looking good. But you pointed out to me the other day that you cannot, like, you can't get, you're like, what's going on? I think we saw somebody somewhere or something, attractive man with
yes.
a blah woman. How
yes.
did that come about? Did you just.
So I was at the playground with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm always
that's where we were. Yeah. I remember now.
And I love people watching.
And you end up talking to them.
Well, of course, it's my superpower. Yeah. I'm a fucking lunatic. I observe.
This is amazing.
But so I love observing parents in the field.
And to be clear, you have this observation, and then I join you, and you go, you see this attractive man with this woman? And I'm like, yeah. And you're like, what do you think's going on there? You do a full questionnaire, and then I'm like, I tell you my thing, and you're like, good guess. I spoke to them. I figured, like...
It's called having fun, Tom.
So you,
I don't know
you
if you
observe,
like fun.
You observe this handsome man.
So I'm on the playground and everybody's a fucking dud. Usually
yeah.
everyone's tired and everyone's
sure.
just, you know, misery because yeah. it's the playground and it's never fun being out with your kids. And it never is. We all think it's going to be fun. It never fucking is.
No, it's
always
exhausting.
Yeah, 70% is a drag. 30% is fun.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there suffering like I always am with the kids. And I'm sitting there on the bench and I see this like really good looking, like hot dad. Very few hot dads.
Yeah.
He's tatted up.
Agreed, by the way. I noticed that too. Very few.
I mean, Austin's got like the bun dads, the man bun dads, which to me is like total beta male.
But it's rare to see fit dads, hot dads. Yeah. Very
yeah.
rare. Very
or
rare.
Most of the time dads in general, like on the playground, it's usually women.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I look, he's all tatted and he's in really good shape.
Yeah.
And he looks like a skater. And I'm like, God, I wonder if that guy is a skateboarder. He looks kind of familiar, da da da. And I'm like trying to figure it out. So he's next to me. He's pushing his kid on the swing. I'm pushing my kid on the swing. And I forget how I talk to him. I'm like, okay. Oh, so I'm just honest with him. I'm like, hey, can I guess your life? Sometimes I just ask people in public, can I guess your life? And they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm a comedian. I like to imagine what people's lives are like.
So you're just like kind of like smoothing things out.
Tell them I lay the groundwork.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to guess your life. Is that cool? And he's like, yeah. Like I can tell he's into it. He's a creative looking guy.
Yeah.
I knew that by the tats and the outfit. And I go, are you like a skateboarder or something like kind of reckless and creative like that? And he's like, no. And I deduce what he is. The guy's, he's a music video guy. So he's in the creative field. That's
creative,
why,
okay. yeah.
And then I see the wife and I'm like, and that's your wife. And I look over and it's just kind of like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of uninspiring. just like a regular broad. Like not, like let's put it this way. His looks are like, he's like 8 or 9. But yeah. She is like a 2 or 3.
Two or three? two or three.
Yeah.
And two or three is, I mean,
okay,
just
four,
like this,
four. Fine. Shit. Look, I'm working on.
Two or three
on,
is a dog. I got a dog? Fucking dog.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry. Four,
two
four,
or
four,
three?
Four, five. Don't get so mad at me.
I think it's probably like a.
I'm on LA scale, which is like better scales for looks. Let's be honest, okay? LA model scales.
It is. We got to be honest with you. There's a lot of stuff that's better in Texas. It ain't the look. So go ahead. Yeah, this was in LA and there's a lot better talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people are just generally.
Of course.
It attracts models and actors for a reason. Like that's where they all go.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's kind of. And I'm just like, and the attire is kind of boring, just kind of droll. And I can tell she's just like kind of a fucking dud, like just like one of these basic broads.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm interested because I'm like, this guy looks interesting as fuck.
Yeah.
The wife is boring as fuck.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, she runs a normal business. I start asking him about her. And of course, she's getting nervous because I'm talking to her husband. I'm like, don't worry, I'm married and I'm not interested.
You say don't worry?
Well, in so many ways.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, look, I saw your husband is very lovely. I'm just guessing his life. Can I guess your life? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, you are some kind of an accountant of some sort.
Not a compliment. Yeah.
She's like, well, kind of. Yeah, I have a business and da-da-da-da-da. So then I get the full story and then I see you.
Yeah.
And I go, right, you see those two over there?
Yeah.
What do you think's going on?
Yeah. And I do, and you're also like, can you believe that guy settled with this fucking broad? And I'm like,
very
geez.
Rare because it's usually the other way around.
But I told you my guess was correct.
Yes.
My guess was that they've been together a long time, so she may have even been with him before he kind of came into his good looks or his physique.
Yes.
You know? Which is the truth.
And you nailed it, because it's very rare. It's usually the hot girl with the guy who's not as good looking, but maybe he's got a lot of money.
Yeah,
maybe he's got a huge cock.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a pilot. Maybe he's in prison, but he can draw. Like those kind of things that make a man an asset. Anyway, so yeah, they were together since college. And she snagged him in college. And that's how you do it. So ladies, get your hot on the glow up guy in college. And then he's trapped with you.
Like
you. Oh, you're totally glow up.
Yeah.
You've glowed up. So much
better
now.
Way
it's better. So unfair because you can become like a hot dad. And then my stock just.
Women's stock just always goes down.
Plummets. After 35.
Every
I'm
few
dead
months it goes
water.
Down for a woman. Yeah.
Few months.
Every 3 months, a woman's stock is down.
Where did you hear that?
I didn't hear it. I just thought it and said it.
Oh, that's what you've been observing with me?
Just all women. I'm like, ugh, I haven't seen her in a few months and she does not look good.
Yeah.
yeah. But as men, yeah, we get like, first of all, you get grays and people are like, wow, those look great on
so
you.
So dignified.
Yeah. It's just kind of, I don't know.
I know. You're so lucky that way.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. It's cool. I don't care. Actually, I don't care. And what's interesting is that women, the more we age, we become like men, and then men become more like women. You get that low T stuff that I like so much.
Yeah.
And then we become more zero fucks given because our hormones decline. We're like, I don't need you anymore. I'm fine. Like, I can just be alone. I don't want men. I'm done.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That is the shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women are like, get away from me. I just want to live in the forest with 10 dogs and just...
Enjoy
be alone.
My life. Yeah.
I don't want to take any. I don't because you know what it is. I think women get so tired of taking care of people.
That's right.
By the time you're in menopause, you're like, I'm done. I've raised
and then
my babies.
Like, who's going to take care of me? And guess what? It's going to be another woman. That's what happens.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And I can't
your
wait.
Final lesbian stage is the way out. Yeah.
That's all you want is a companion
because
you're not interested in banging. Like I don't know. Maybe I will be in menopause. I doubt it. I think my pussy's going to dry up, and you just you turn into a man, and you don't want to have sex. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. But this is why I want to buy. This is my idea. When you die, did I talk about this already on the show? When you die before me?
You've definitely mentioned that a bunch.
I've been planning on it. So what I'm going to do when you're dead is I'm going to buy a mansion in South Beach, I think, somewhere.
A mansion in South Beach.
I was
Beach.
Thinking of the Versace mansion.
Good luck.
And then I'm just going to invite like all my favorite female friends.
To live
with
you?
And we just age together. Yeah. I'm not going to get remarried. I'm going to get like a bunch of dogs. That's it. I'm going to invite my best friends.
Very chill. It's a hotel now.
No men allowed. It's a hotel now?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good luck in acquiring it.
Why? That's what you're going to die. You're going to.
I ain't leaving you that much.
But, come on.
For that? Can you imagine what that cost of that is?
I don't know. Now that they turned it into
a hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably. Million. Put the price. Let's do a price.
I just like where it's located. Honestly, I don't
know. Oh, it sold for $125 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably need a lot of reno too.
Oh, what does it cost to buy? Did it? That's what it was on the market for. What did it have a different sale price?
Oh, that's a bargain. 41.5 million.
Never mind. Very accessible.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that location. I want to be right there. On
I
South
think you
Beach.
Could probably get a different place in the area.
No, I just use that as a for instance. I definitely could.
But then your friends join you,
like the Golden Girls. Like I really like that way of aging. Like I said, but you have to be out of the picture. I'm not going to remarry. I don't want no fucking boyfriends.
Okay.
Just me and the girls.
You and the girls
getting ripped.
Just still be a nice guy like a Hal who's like Christine. I bought a rose for you.
I don't want it. I don't want romance. I just want to bang Puerto Rican dudes at that point.
Whoa. Yeah. What? I thought we were doing single life with the girls.
Yeah, but then every now and then I'll get lonely and then I'll fuck like a Puerto Rican dude that I meet in South Beach. What's wrong with that?
Jesus Christ.
What's your life going to be like when I die?
Like, I mean, aren't you like in your 60s or 70s?
That's fine. That's what they like.
And the Rican is, how old is he?
28. Tops.
Tops. You think he wants that old tasty puss?
Some of them do. Yeah. Some dirtbags have like a grandma complex. Grandma.
You'd be into that.
Here's what I've learned too in the course of this show is that there's a for every woman, there's a pervert out there.
That's true.
That wants it.
That's true.
So women, we've been so obsessed about, oh, I'm not perfect. I'm not old. I'm old. I'm fat.
Someone.
I'm ugly.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, sweetie. There's some fucking dude out there that's J and his D to you right now.
Right
that
now.
You could get.
And actually, here's the thing. Every one of you.
Every one of you.
Every one of you, there's guys that are like, you're exactly what I want.
Yeah. Are you a thick girl with nice feet? You want to squirt? You like guys in prison?
Guess what? There's a guy there.
You like motorcycles?
Verified.
Yeah. He's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking about those inmates too.
Yeah. And then everything that you're insecure about, there's a guy out there that actually fucking loves that.
Loves it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's something for everybody.
There really is.
And women are so forgiving of men.
So forgiving.
Yeah, we don't totally we'll put different. Up with all of it.
Yeah.
Just as long as you're nice to us. Jesus.
That's it. Treat me like decently. And
I know.
And the woman's like, he's great.
Of course. Just don't abuse me. Don't cheat on me.
Yeah, don't beat the fuck out
don't
of me.
Don't be an asshole and yeah. I'll be loyal. Fucking
loyal all day. You know?
Hey, for loyalty.
Loyalty's important.
Obsessed with me, serio.
Yes.
That's what I like about
it.
I
want to be obsessed.
Serio.
So yeah, like. Let's see. You die. Let's say you die, I don't know, a couple months from now.
No, fair.
Okay.
No. You can't play this game like it happens tomorrow. Because now you got your looks and your money. You can only have one. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to play this game right.
Okay.
Serio, like.
So how old are you when you die?
You're in your 60s, bro.
Oh, 60s. Okay. So things have really.
Kids are gone, so you won't have to worry about the kids.
Faded. All right. Yeah. I guess I probably would fucking go to Medellin, Colombia and spend a little time down
that
there.
I make videos. 99.9% of the guys have great comments. I'm old school guy code. You got that 1% that has to have like a fake account and make a stupid comment just because he hates his life. His wife hates him. Well, guys, those are the guys, the wives are DMing me on the site saying, you're toxic, but I like it. Okay. I'll talk to you for 2 minutes. I'll say, are you married? They'll say, does it matter? LOL. Block. Don't break the guy code.
Was he at the bar last night or the club? He's got the...
I don't know.
The bracelet from...
Yeah, the air conditioning's pretty loud there.
So
the
loud.
Fan.
Yeah, so fun.
Got a very cool guy aesthetics going.
Always
angle,
the cool guy.
Sound. Yeah, but he's saying he's not even interested in breaking the guy code, you know?
Yeah, well,
Blocked.
Look. It's
guy code.
You do his voice for me.
How's it going, guys?
It's too much trouble to get with the married woman because then the husband's going to
That's
don't
smart.
Do that.
Yeah, you don't want any part of that at all.
But, don't do that shit, dude.
Yeah, this guy's... He's back and forth, you know, he's doing, he's got some business in the States. What do you think he has? I think he has like vending machines or something, you know? You collect your quarters. Adds up. It's not that much in Jersey, but down in Medellin, it's fucking a lot of money.
You've really been taken with him. Yeah. You've been doing his voice around the house.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? he's special, man. I like this guy.
I like him too.
He's a thing. $100 isn't much, but down here. $20 a pop. That's 5 nights in a row, baby. And you're helping her out. You're helping her out with rent. You know, there's no dentist here. Look at that.
The dentist. Do you think he had his chompers done in Medellin?
It doesn't Medellin? Look like it was done at the high level of the States.
Does not. No. You know, a lot of people are going to Latin America or
for
surgeries
to
get their teeth
stuff.
Done, too.
Teeth, butt implants, lipo.
No fucking way, dude.
I feel like
no
there's some
way.
Things you should never look for the discount on.
No.
You know what I mean? There's some things where a discount is not going to...
Teeth?
Yeah. If you're like, I got to get my fucking nose job. It's like, you fucking go into debt and go with like the top people.
Oh, but
it's
your face.
Yeah.
Yo, and like people don't realize...
Yeah, but you can get it done for $3,500 in Cambodia. It's like... God. Are you crazy?
And people don't realize veneers are really intrusive. Like they shave down your real teeth. So you don't have teeth anymore.
Right. And then think about
it
this,
sucks.
Though. You're like, let's say it doesn't go well. Then what are you going to do? Well, then you're going to pay one of those top guys to fix it.
Of course.
So
you're
gonna
pay double.
Pay the top guy out of the... or don't get it done. Don't get it done. Facelift,
you know,
at a discount.
Well,
you're
here's
crazy,
the problem. Okay,
dude.
So here's the problem with Colombia living when you're getting old.
I'm in Colombia.
Because my dad, by the way, my dad, around retirement age, was looking for the third world retirement plan as well, which is what this is essentially.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You go like, look, America's too expensive,
and every bitch is an uptight bitch.
These bitches are ugly and old. Where can I go to get laid? And age and live cheaply.
Yeah.
And then you start looking in places like Thailand, the Philippines.
By the way, I love Colombia. I love it.
Maybe you should do that for my death.
60? I'm in my 60s.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fucking like, I'm not going to want to tour. I'm not going to want to do any show business. I'm just going to be like this guy, you know, the boys are going to be like, oh, what's up, dad? You know, it's cool. I'm
they're
busy.
Not going to like you. Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna be done. So then here's the deal. But here's what they don't think about. And here's what my dad didn't really consider either.
Yeah.
Is when you get old, your body breaks down.
Yeah.
And where do you want to have your surgery?
No, I know. I know.
And where do you want to have your health care?
I know.
In fucking...
Yeah, but here's what I do.
Thailand or
I set
or
up
in America?
A health care system of doctors here in the States.
Oh.
But I live in fucking Thailand, Brazil, Colombia, Philippines.
So you fly back every time?
Well, if I have some serious shit, obviously, yeah. I mean, little checkups I could probably do. But like, yeah, I do my... what I do is I get cleared. Doc's like, you're good to go. I'm like, I'll see you in like 6 months, 9 months. I'll come back for another follow-up.
Okay.
You know, go down there, vacation, take in some sun, you know?
Hookers.
Get to know other cultures.
Well, that's the thing is that hooker pussy does cure you of a lot of it.
It does.
This guy looks great.
He does. He's really fucking, he's in shape.
Yeah.
Takes care of himself. Yeah.
He's on a diet.
I think he fucking.
Third world pussy.
He's third world pussy. And I think he actually eats really well. I think he takes care of him.
Like, I think so. Yeah. No, he works out. He's in the gym. Or the other thing people are doing is retiring on cruise ships and just cruising around the world.
That ain't me.
I fucking hate cruises,
that
dude.
Ain't me.
They're the worst.
No, I could not do that.
Bro, even I if could, they were like 5-star, I'm like, I don't want to fucking be on a ship with
that.
These dirty motherfuckers.
I do.
Dude.
I do. I would do like a cool place near a beach and that's like, you know, that is not expensive.
Yeah.
And spend time there. I don't think I would like that. I'm moving here, but I would do like an extended stay somewhere that has like a cool vibe. But
yeah, samesies.
Yeah, not the cruise shit. No way.
Cruise ship.
My parents would have done that. If my dad had lived, I think I could have been like, hey, do you want to do a year cruise? He'd be like, I don't, you know what? That sounds pretty neat.
Yeah. Sounds like my nightmare.
Fuck yeah.
The buffet every day.
So great. Month 6, going great. Went to Barbados again. It was kind of neat.
Ooh. I know, eating the same food week after week, yeah. Gambling. How much can you do?
Everybody knows me now on the ship. It's kind of nice. People say hello. Oh, that's really cool. Very cool.
Yeah. My dad, yeah, he didn't end up aging in a third world country. He just married like abroad from, mm-hmm. Where's my stepmom from now?
Vietnam.
Yeah. And then, they live somewhere obscure here.
Here? Oops. Here?
Not in Texas.
Oh.
They live like out
there somewhere.
Somewhere out there.
So wild.
So crazy. It's like, that's the retirement plan?
You know what would be so funny is if you were just doing your regular scrolling through the talks and then you find your dad like, hello, so I want to talk to some of the guys out there. You know? All these fucking bitches here are the worst. And he he starts doing these videos.
Oh, I always thought my dad should teach a seminar or have a reality show.
He likes attention. So it's weird that he didn't gravitate towards social media.
He doesn't like it en masse. He doesn't like public attention. He does like personal, like women
like
doing.
In the room. Yeah.
He should be the center of the room's attention, but right. Not the world. That's got not his steez.
Yeah, I got you.
He doesn't want to be exposed.
Right. That's like Charo too.
Right.
Charo's not really like, you know, I make her do like podcasts and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
But she does like personal attention.
But the irony is that Charo and my dad, mm-hmm. would be such great entertainers. Because they're so funny and bizarre. Like, my dad is so antisocial and funny.
He's funny as shit.
As shit.
Yeah.
And I, actually, too, interesting, Your Honor, we should bring this up. Now, a while ago, I mentioned the story at the supermarket where I channeled my mother's antisocial rage at the guy who thought the car was idling too loud, and it worked to my benefit. Recently, I channeled my father's antisocial behavior, and I fucking liked it. So we had some visitors come by on a Sunday, the Lord's Day, right, with their little baby. And I like these people very much. But they came over, and I was tired. I've been there for...
This is unbelievable.
You know, I was just tired, dude. I'm a mom. I work. I'm over it. And anyway, my dad, when I used to go visit him, even when I was an adult, even and as a child, he would do this. You'd be visiting with him. And then suddenly he would just get up, excuse himself, and take a nap. Sometimes for hours. And you'd be like, where's my dad? Like, he's just sleeping in the middle of the day. I thought it was very rude growing up until I tried it. And I have to say that I really loved getting up when our company was over and just getting up and taking a nap. And then I came back. I was happy as a clam. You didn't think so?
I was like, this is not. Because our friends were like, you know, I was like, hey, let's hang out. Let's go over here. And then we went for a swim. I was like, let's go for a swim.
Yeah.
It's like we're getting in there. And after a minute, they were like, is Christina coming? I go, yeah, she's probably just like getting ready.
Yeah.
Getting her swimsuit on.
Sure.
And then, like, you know, 20 minutes went by and they're like, everything all right with Christina? I go, you know, probably one of the boys is holding her up.
Definitely.
You know, they're up there just, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And they're like, okay. Then, like, hung out some more in the pool, got out of the pool, you know, dried off, changed, hanging out in the living room.
How long was I out for?
I don't know, hour and a half or something. And then, like, you rocked out and you're like, what's up, guys? And they were like, hi. And you're like, yeah, I just napped. You were just like, right. And they were like, okay.
Now here's the coolest part.
Great to visit you guys.
What's the coolest part about our friends is that they were like, oh, good. Was it a good nap?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I realized they're going to be our friends for life. Mm-hmm. Because a real G.
Yeah, they don't give you a hard time about it.
No, your real homies are like, I get it, girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go nap. True. I'll chill with your husband. It's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my dad, I felt that was very rude because I didn't see him very often.
Yeah.
And then he was drinking like 10 or 12 beers before he took a nap. You know what I mean? Like, I was a different kind of nap.
It's a forced nap. Yeah. That's where your body's like, no, this is not an option right now.
10 to 12 Benadryl. And then
10 to 12 will put you down. Yeah.
That was a different kind of nap.
By the way, speaking of that car idling.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I was here at the office and I went out front and the car was idling.
Yeah.
And I think Zolo walked out and he was like, yo, this is loud as fuck. It was the one that the guy got. He's like, that is so loud.
Really? So even you were like,
I mean, I was trying to talk to Tom and I couldn't. It was like a fucking jet engine.
Yeah. It's really loud. I realized it too because they were like talking to me and I was like, what? And they were like, the mouths are moving. And I was like, hold on. And I had to walk around and I was like, what's that? And they're like, that's really loud. I can see why the guy was bothered. I was like, oh.
Yeah. That guy's right this whole time.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, fuck him. He still sucks. Yeah. He's still a goddamn goblin.
Yeah. No, he sucked. He did suck.
He still sucks.
But just to round out the story, it was fucking loud.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think I am becoming more comfortable with being rude and just like that, like taking naps when I'm tired. Like, dude, I'm tired.
Thumbs up, man. You should be very proud of that.
But I'm just saying I'm embracing the qualities of my father that I find to be positive.
Yeah, well, I would say you're not embracing rudeness. That's not the way to say it. I think you're just embracing like listening to yourself and not necessarily making choices that are to please others.
That's right.
Right.
And I think I've been a people pleaser more of my life.
A lot of us make that shift as we get older.
That's the greatest part of getting older.
Yeah, saying what you mean. Yeah, that usually takes a while to get to.
I mean, it sucks that our bodies and our faces are rotting and we look like shit. But like the cool part.
Thank you for the reminder. I forget sometimes.
The cool part is that you're so much better inside.
You are. That's the trade-off.
I know, it
sucks. You become a better, more interesting person that looks like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Your insides are pretty, but your outsides are ugly.
You look good. You don't look so good, but you're fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting closer to dying.
You definitely are. Speaking of the coolest of guys,
sure.
You know, we played a video that we were blown away by a few weeks ago. And it was a man who had nared his asshole.
Who can forget? He's been in my heart for the last month.
Yeah, and turns out he's a pretty cool guy that keeps making cool videos.
Oh, right.
That's not the only one. So here's another Kevin Leonardo video. You can find these on YouTube uncensored.
It's been over a month since I've nared my butt hairs, and so they've all grown considerably. For reference, this is how hairy my butt is right now. And today, I'm gonna show you guys how to wax your butt using wax strips. If you're wondering why this is my pose, this is actually a lot more comfortable than bending over backwards on the ground. Okay, so today we are using the Nair wax strips. Follow these instructions carefully. Three important tips. Appropriate hair length. Hair should be no longer than half an inch. Trim if necessary. I think my butt hairs are fine. These are not like super, super long.
What is this? Is that, those are his balls.
Okay. Yeah, sack, dick, asshole, all way right out there.
And plushy next to him as well. That's cool.
The little
robot plushy.
And it's just, they punch in so that you can see really close. Oh, that's how long your asshole hair is. I didn't realize it. And this is, again, YouTube's like, well, yeah, he's educating people. So there's that.
Bro.
And then, yeah, he's making sure that everybody knows.
Dude, keep your children off YouTube.
So let's peel this strip.
Look how matter-of-fact this motherfucker is.
The innermost part of your cheek is where the hair is, usually. Look how, so now it's time to pull. Hold the skin tout with your free hand.
Tout?
And with one quick movement, pull the strip off with the other hand. One, two, three. Okay, that was more hairs for sure. So I definitely still prefer the cream instead
of
this.
Like he's all modest
now. Honestly, I think I'm still really hairy. It feels like it. I can't really see, but it feels like I'm still super, super hairy.
Like, I know I can do better than this. You know what I mean? But like, if you prefer waxing, go ahead.
Bro, he's holding, for those who are just listening, he's holding the wax strips.
With his asshole hairs,
You can see his asshole. What if, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
What if this was like a brilliant marketing campaign from Nair?
Oh.
And they're like, our brand's feeling a little dated.
They would be crazy not to fucking pay this guy. Oh my God. They're crazy not
I'm going to buy Nair tomorrow.
So here's the, you ready for the big update?
Yeah.
If you missed it, in case you missed it, we proposed doing our own educational videos with our very own Dr. Drew.
Of course.
On this channel. Dr. Drew is game.
All right.
We have reached out to people to participate. for how to examine your testicles, your breasts, you know, where your prostate's located, how to squirt. And Dr. Drew is going to, sorry, maybe not that one, but Dr. Drew is down and we're making these. So we are making these and we will be releasing our own educational videos on our very own YouTube channel. And we hope that you're excited about it.
Well, the people need to learn stuff. I mean, they don't teach you this in college. They really should.
It'd be so crazy if Dr. Drew just got a wild hair in his ass and just was like, and this is how your dick goes in. and starts making a porn here on our set. We're like, what are you doing, like, man? Whoa. And he's like, sorry,
Sorry, buddies.
He's like, sorry, guys, I was in Colombia.
He's all juiced up. Oh, my God.
Forgot how much fun this is. No, but we're super excited. And they will be educational. They won't be, you know.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is education, Tom. People are paying for this.
Yeah. But
No, this is free. Dude, I would hate for our kids to stumble on this motherfucker. I'd be like, wait, what did you see, Alice?
Like men, when they get ejaculation, the prostate gland will contract.
Yes.
Okay, but you always going to ejaculation all the time. It's not going to work because you lose all the energy. When you go to the toilet, after you finish, you get your finger go in, and you massage to the front. And that is the, so everybody can do it yourself. If you want to put a glove and make some oil, castor oil is the best.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding.
This is our friend.
Sure.
What is it, Man?
Mantak Chia.
This is the 50 times left, 50 times right, you know, sexual exercises guy. You know, this guy.
50 times right side, 50 times left side, 50 times front, 50 times back, 50 times down.
Like that.
Look how aggressive he is.
Okay. How often am I doing this?
You have to do every day until you can control.
Every day.
So that's him. And this video, he's explaining about the prostate, and he's doing a demo in front of people, and it's pretty graphic, you know.
Yeah.
So you can see the hole there, the finger can go in about this deep. First, you hold for 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
20 pulses. 20 times. And now you're going to release the area. One hand press in.
Look at his hand.
And one hand just try to take it out. Okay?
Look at him.
You see? Get all the air.
He's holding the guy's sack.
In the $1 million part and above and below that. No, it's in the $1 million part area.
In the million dollar part area. Yeah.
Dude, for people listening, can you tell them what we're watching?
Well, we're watching a woman who's wearing gloves that is attempting to learn how to massage and handle the prostate. But our cool friend is holding up a guy's bag with his bare hands.
It's saucy ring.
Saucy ring, nice watch.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And by the way, a woman's finger is way smaller than a dude's
finger. A lot of times,
so that's just JV squad fingering.
Yeah, but he's showing how to really manipulate the prostate.
It's so intense.
Just you're gonna find a hole, and your finger can go in this deep.
The laugh.
But this is the $1 million. This is actually the prostate gland area.
Yeah.
When you work on it, the body will send blood and chi and energy and nutrition to that. It's just like when you take a weight and you keep on doing like this every day.
Every
the body
day.
Says, oh, you want this big? Okay, I put more blood vessel and put that. The same thing. Yeah.
There we go. Pull up the bag.
Jesus, dude. Yeah. He's really aggressively spreading that guy's beanbag.
Yeah, he really is.
Does
How
that
do you
hurt?
Guys feel about your prostates getting manipulated like that? Are you into it?
Never had it happen.
No?
You? Not into it.
Not into it.
I tried it. It felt like I was shitting. Don't like it.
Mm. Okay, what about you?
I mean, I'd be open to the,
Can I say something? If I could wear gloves and we could get that guy to spread your balls up like that?
I think I could handle that part if you want to just get the gloves. I'll pull up the bag.
All right.
Okay.
But won't you shit all over my fingers?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll have shit already done, I promise.
What do you mean?
I will have already shit when this happens.
You've enemaed yourself?
Yeah,
I'll clean myself out. Because he doesn't mention that. He's not saying...
It's probably in the video before that we don't have, you know?
All right. Yeah,
I don't think he's like just not addressing...
Because how come there's no shit on that woman's finger?
Because the guy's clean.
Okay.
Cleaned himself out.
Whew, man, that's so fucking wild.
Yeah. Come on, you got to grow up a little bit, you know?
I'm so afraid of my asshole. I feel like you and I are on the same page here. I don't like it.
I mean, I'm not afraid. I just I don't like it, man. I don't like it. Everyone's trying to get me on this motherfucking train. I don't like it. No,
I know.
All the girls are like, oh, geez, you just got to try it a little different. No, bitch,
come
I don't
on.
Like it. I don't like
Stop
it.
Stop being a fucking baby.
I agree, because when there's a finger in your beehole, you just feel like you have to brown. It feels like you're shitting on somebody's hand.
Yeah, it feels like I'm literally shitting, and I'm just in a bed. I'm in my bed, so it feels like I'm shitting in my bed while a girl's in it and we're fucking. Like, this is not cool, man. I'm not with this.
I'm so into this.
I agree. I'm not.
Can you just fucking try something?
I'm not into shitting the bed. I agree. It's like... That is not sexualized.
So wait, are you going to back out of this again? The thing that you already agreed to do?
No, I will finger your ass if I can wear latex gloves. I don't think...
Fine.
Why don't we do it on the next YMH Live? I'll finger your ass.
No, I'm not doing it on the live.
Oh, you're chicken shit now?
I don't want to broadcast it. Who says I want to fucking broadcast it? I just want to fucking do it.
All right.
All right, or are you going to fucking chicken out like
you
always do?
Spread your legs like this, or are you going to go into the die-die?
I'll do either one.
Pull your legs
Whatever
up.
One doesn't make you go, my fingers.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, that you. I'm jealous
my
of this guy.
Versace mansion. Think you're not invited.
Just fucking put some lube on your fingers. Stop being a fucking child.
This is so awful. I mean, look, I know women. I know a very good friend of mine. She's been married a million years, and she does this for her husband all the time. Well, she says it. She fingers his asshole and gives him beeges, and he just loves it. But she's way gnarlier than me. Good friend. All due respect. I'm just not this gnarly, dude. I'm not.
Just fucking try it. You can't try something once? You can eat the same shit every day?
Yeah, I like eating the same thing.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you experiment with things.
Right.
You try things.
All right. Stop pressuring me.
No, pressure's where it's at. You got to pressure people that are like, I don't like cum. You got to fucking pressure them.
I didn't say cum.
I know.
What's that girl? She's like, I'm a cum slut.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, little doggy. On your way home.
Yeah.
Go get some latex gloves.
50 times, right?
50 times. Get some lube.
Okay.
And stop being a baby, you know?
All right, fine. Can I use my middle thingy?
Yeah.
Should I take my rings off?
No. I'll get some enemas too. All right?
You have to clean.
Yeah, you're right.
Your dump sound horrible lately.
Stop.
This morning it was again like...
No, it wasn't. I didn't dump.
And I heard it, then it was a lot of wind.
I didn't dump.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Then you just made wind.
I did not.
It was disgusting.
No. You're full of it, man.
You're full of it, man.
All right.
All right. I love you.
Love you too. And we're back, and we've got something to tell you.
This is a YMH exclusive.
YMH exclusive.
YMH exclusive.
Joining us from outside the booth is the one and only Nadav,
wow.
a.k.a. Patty O'Callaghan.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
So happy to be here.
I'm sure.
I'm so excited. I even brought something for you.
Nice.
Boy, yeah. This is just getting better and better. This is real gotcha journalism.
You like? How does it make you feel already?
Like I want to kill myself.
Sure.
So why don't you tell the folks why you're not in the booth and sitting here?
Sure. You know, it's been a wild ride. Mm-hmm. I remember when I reached out to you guys, it was like a week after Mostly Stories came out.
Wow, it's 2016.
Yeah, February 2016. That's when I reached out, and within a day, you responded back and being like, hey, this resume is pretty good. What do you want to do? You want to take us to YouTube? Yeah, meet me for breakfast, like in a couple days or something.
Was it 2016?
It was 2016.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Uh huh.
Well, positive. Here's why I don't think that's an accurate. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
So, in 26, like our son was born in 2015.
Towards the end of it?
Yeah.
December.
And here's the thing, I remember meeting you at this coffee place in Redondo Beach.
Right.
Well, we were already not living down there in 2016.
No. When I joined you guys.
Yeah.
Because you were still out of that office, there was at least two or three recordings that were still from that office.
Okay.
Remember, because we moved out of that Redondo place when Ellis was 4 months old.
Oh, and so that's when we met you.
Mm-hmm.
It was early 2016?
Yeah, I think it was like one of the first times that Christina had come back from record. Like, you were just like, oh, okay. My God, hi, I'm Christina. So nice to meet you. I just had a baby. I swear I don't look like this all the time.
That does sound accurate.
Wow. That sounds like me, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, 2016 was when I started with you guys, okay. And you know, just slowly building and just seeing this fucking crazy thing evolve to,
yeah,
there's now cameras hanging off the ceilings and joysticks and all, like everything's just getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
And yeah, as time goes on, like you stay at a place for a pretty long time and you kind of get used to just the way things are. And
yeah.
I think a lot of people could relate to this, but when you go into a place day after day, something just hits you at some point and you look around and you're like, I don't think this is for me anymore.
Uh-huh.
Or I feel like me and this place and everyone in there, we've kind of all outgrown each other.
Yeah.
And it kind of all just hit me at once. And yeah. And so, I mean, with that, it was very hard for me to come to that realization. It was very hard for me to have that talk with you guys when we did, but
that was horrible. It was a horrible moment.
I'm resigning from my position here at YMH.
And you're moving on. I think everybody is curious about a couple of things. Number one, what's going to happen with the marathon in November?
So I was thinking about that. And, you know, when I'm working here and everything and, you know, I knew that I had this big old support team to help me with everything. And these last couple weeks, my hip has been bothering me so much that I couldn't go on my 2-a-day walks.
Mm-hmm.
Like the health people that I've been going to were like, hey, fucking don't walk for a week, you fucking idiot. Like it hurts when you walk. Don't walk for a little bit.
Right.
I was like, oh, but I have a marathon coming up. And I realized now also with, you know, with me leaving, and me losing health insurance pretty soon, every tendon on my bones are going to disconnect. Like I am 100% positive this marathon will handicap me.
Uh-huh. That's so fucking great. So you're doing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
What I am doing is, this has kicked me in the ass, and I've seen how good it feels to feel good.
Yeah, right? Feels great.
Wouldn't have thought that. Yeah. Wouldn't have thought that. Because, I mean, in February, I did go to gambling rehab. But at the same time, I don't know if this is news to people, but my father also died around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just started eating compulsively just as a comfort thing.
Sure.
And I think that's when I ballooned from the weight I thought I was.
You thought you were.
That I thought I was at my fattest. And then I was like,
I learned. So much fatter.
That I'm so much. My fattest is actually such a bigger number than I thought it was.
That's pretty crazy, right?
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
And so just getting back down to what I thought was my fattest weight.
such an accomplishment.
It's not only an accomplishment, but I realize how much better it feels.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do is, no, I'm not going to be running the New York Marathon in a month from when this episode comes out.
Right.
But I will be running a marathon.
Really?
So I'm going to be continuing this journey of fitness. I'm going to continue to lose weight.
That's great.
I'm still going to try and, you know, get everything as good. I'm going to be doing 2-a-days. I'm still going to be posting all these updates on my Instagram.
Are you trying to set a goal date for the when you'll do them, or just like you just know it's in the future?
Here's what I've learned.
Okay.
Is that if I tell my body, hey, you're running a marathon in 6 months, my body isn't going to listen to that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh, for sure. Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, you could do that if you want. We're detaching every muscle and ligament from anything that it connects to. So I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to aim for 12 months, maybe 16 months, maybe do some 5K runs on the way. Maybe I'm going to build up to it.
That's a really good goal.
But I'm planning to continue my journey of fitness.
Good. I'm happy with that. I think you'll feel much better. Awesome. Yeah. And you'll continue to get healthier, probably trim down a bunch.
It's crazy. How
much are
you
down from your fattest?
From my fattest, I'm down 32 pounds.
Oh.
32 pounds.
Since June. Since mid-June.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Feels good. It feels good. And I'd like to continue all of it.
That's a lot. And now I know when we were in Reseda, you were like, I leave the office, I go get my chicken wings.
Oh, I thought you were about to talk about the vaccine weight.
No, that was one of the funniest moments in my life, is when you had to get to your vaccine weight. That was the best time ever. But
in hindsight, really bad idea.
Yeah, super. But I really, I remember your routine. You were like, I go get Wingstop, and then I go home, and I eat my wings, and I do my thing, you know, smoke weed and stuff. Is that still part of your life, or what have you replaced that with?
Well, here's what's crazy is that when I first did keto, Wingstop was actually helping me lose weight.
Really?
Because it's that type of fat where it's just like, it's not breaded, it's high in fat, it's high in protein, it's whatever, but like it's not high in good fat, it's not high in good protein.
Yeah.
So although I'd lose weight, this part of my body would always be hurting.
From eating them?
On the inside, probably gallbladder issues, maybe some sort of kidney liver function thing going on there.
Wasn't good.
Right. It's like I'm getting to my goal, but like not in a way that's probably.
So I'm eating this food, but when I do, my insides hurt.
It hurt, a lot. And it hurt a lot.
And the ranch dressing, I'm sure, doesn't help.
Yeah, probably. You had to probably scratch the ranch.
He got the ranch. It's ranch stop.
It's ranch.
Yeah.
It's like you go for the ranch, you stay for the wings.
But so now, what have you replaced that with now, or have you replaced that?
I've been cooking most of my meals. I've been eating a lot of grass. Like, I love steak, so I've been eating a lot of grass-fed, grass-finished meat.
That's great.
Like lean meat, complex carbs, sweet potatoes, and leafy greens. Like, it's crazy. And all that stuff, you can make it taste good.
Yeah.
And it does taste good.
It does taste good.
It tastes so...
I mean, sure. I don't know. It can taste decent.
You're still on that Wingstop train?
No. I mean, I barely eat. At my age, you just can't really eat a lot to stay normal. Mm. Yeah. No, I just had a bean and cheese burrito before this. Like, I don't know. I'm all over the map.
Looks good on you.
Thanks, buddy. I have to say, I am very sad that you're leaving. I was actually depressed the next day. I was at my house and I was like, why do I feel sad? This is weird. And I was really sad to lose Nadav. You've been in our lives since 2016, since the birth of our first child, but you were like our first retarded son.
We do have a lot of great memories of you. And we've actually put together a little video.
Oh, is this either going to make me cry or mad? What's going to happen?
No, I think you'll like it. It's nice. Yeah. I think we should all watch this together.
Oh, my God. My name is Nadav Itzkowitz. I am a producer here at YMH Studios. Get ready to have a good, fun show in Chamesh, Arba, Shalosh, Time.
Fuck! You don't think he's okay?
You think he went to work the next day?
I think he's totally fine.
You can't get too much cum in those balls. You get too much cum in your bladder.
Wow.
What amount of money will you pay to permanently hurt
me? I don't want to permanently hurt you. I want to do...
You just want to hurt me bad?
One.
have you ever fallen in love with a dog?
Yes.
What were the attributes that person had that made you fall in love?
I think it was talking shit to me.
You surround yourself with such...
What is your favorite movie?
So the story is about Nick Cannon.
Oh my God.
A dumb piece of shit.
You got a nice haircut.
Oh, yeah.
I threatened to show you somebody getting very severely hurt.
Yeah, I don't like those, dude.
Me neither.
It's the hardest I've ever heard Nadal laugh. That's the hardest I've ever heard Nadal laugh.
I am a fucking jewel.
Lord knows I'm not a fan of this Jay shit.
What's your new name going to be?
Patty O'Callaghan.
Let's get Nadav baptized.
The fun bit. You need some up dog.
What's up, dog?
Not much. What's up with you, dog? You're fucking dead.
You want to kill him.
I'm sorry. I'm just an outside dog who keeps shitting inside.
You deserve it all. The kicks, the screams, the blood.
Look, and he's having such a good time. Look how happy you made him.
The dog do bad?
Okay. Why does he have a job? Guys, cut all this out.
Hurry up and find that shit,
you fucking Jew.
And I don't think I found what you were looking for.
No.
There you go.
That was really sweet, guys.
Yeah, the guys did it. So you gotta
appreciate it. Thank you, Booth Boys.
So you've passed away, clearly.
Back from the dead, just like Jesus.
Back from the dead, just like the man, JC.
Yeah.
So
you guys do that.
The other thing, we have the marathon update. People want to know where are you going? Where can anybody find you now?
Yeah. So there's kind of a twofold to what the next chapter in my life is. One is
Catholicism.
Yeah. Three things.
Duh.
Jesus, Jesus Cristo is now the person that I'm going to be following in his footsteps.
Well, right there, you just won over a whole bunch of people. Go ahead.
But I'm going to be doing, I'm still going to be in content creation. But I'm going to be doing some consulting on a couple of different projects. Already have some stuff lined up that I'm really excited about. But also, I'm going to be creating my own content. I'm not 100%, like, I'm still fleshing it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it's going to be something that's weekly. It's going to live on YouTube. It's going to live on Patreon.
Okay.
And if people here want to support me and see more content from me, they could go onto my Patreon and subscribe over there. Going to be constantly adding stuff to it, making it more valuable, and you know.
Do you know what kind of stuff you're going to be doing? Is it?
Yeah, it's I've been noticing a lot of people, kind of comment, like there's some channels that kind of comment on what's going on in the podcast industry and just in this universe of podcasts,
mm-hmm.
And they're all coming from the perspective of fans, and they're like, oh, here's probably what's happening, and this is probably how this is happening, and I think they kind of lack a little perspective. I love the content, but I'm going to be coming and approaching it from the perspective of someone that's been in the industry for 8 years.
I got you. Okay.
So I'm going to be giving my take on that stuff. I'm going to be talking about my favorite like moments in podcast history. Like literally the shit that I love about podcasting is what I'm going to be talking about.
Gotcha. And you'll do it on YouTube and on Patreon.
Yeah. It's going to be short form. Maybe some stuff will be longer. I'll be documenting this fitness journey.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Just all content Nadav.
And you're consulting on what? On podcast stuff? On
yeah.
Okay.
So pretty much anyone. I mean, I've struggled with imposter syndrome my entire life. And, but I think there's quite a few pirate ships that need help building. And some of them are doing things correctly. Some of them are doing things incorrectly. And I'd love to be there to help guide ships and steer them in the right direction.
That's great.
What are you looking for?
Just something for you.
I know. What page are you on? The J page.
I approve Jews.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah. Jews are funny.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So Patreon, will you do the multiple tiers? Like what are they? They're going to see you comment on podcasting stuff, and then will there be like a more?
Yeah, like there'll be opportunities to it's still in the early phases of it, but
well, you do a thing where like if they pay a certain tier, they'll get like your running socks and your underwear, like so you put it in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, that's a great
idea. I was thinking maybe OnlyFans.
Here's a
might
good
be
idea.
Better.
This is why this
say
is
say more.
Well, there's like guys that want to J their D's to you. I'm feeling like that's really
and ladies, I'm sure ladies would want to. Like,
sure.
Don't laugh so hard.
Okay. But like,
what's more probable that someone's like, I'd love more content. Here's money. Or I'd love to jack off to you. You're a guy and I'm a guy and I like red hair and cool Irish guys. So, you know. But like just do just like do a video of you like walking around your apartment or like getting out of the shower. Guys jack off and then you get paid for that. And then they send you a message and you send back like I hope your dick
such a good idea.
Hope your dick's hard.
Yeah.
Also like
that's the name of my podcast.
I hope your dick's hard.
I hope your dick's hard. Yeah.
Well, you be so this is your podcast. So you're gonna comment. So you're gonna do like a review of what's being said in the podcasting world or give me deets.
Yeah, just in stuff that interests me. You know, there's like just in podcasts that I listen to, and not even ones that I've helped produce here, there's like 30 podcasts that I'm personally interested in.
Seriously.
And I think a lot of people are interested in more podcasts than there's hours in the day.
Do you stay on in like comedy world or do you step out of that too for podcasts?
I'll throw a couple other stuff in, like, you know, it's listen to a Huberman every now and then, a Lex Friedman every now and then. Like,
sure.
You know, valuable education.
So they'll hear your opinion on like Huberman's weekly podcast,
either my opinion or a summary or just like hey, if you didn't get around to listening to these podcasts over the last couple of times, like here's the gist of this one,
get some sunlight, fucking go to bed early, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'll smoke one cigarette
cold
a month
punch. So but you okay, so OnlyFans I really think you should consider, and Cameo I think you might have a good window of like a few months of like really ripping some cameos. Happy birthday,
I'm on Cameo,
Alicia.
I already do that.
Jesus.
Cameo.com/Vernon Dove Show. I don't know if that's the URL,
wow.
But look me up on Cameo.
You already got out. How long have you been doing these?
I mean, I've been doing that for like close to like a year or two.
All right. So you can get
what?
You can get Nadav jacking off. You can get Nadav with you happy birthday. You can get Nadav's perspectives. There's all these different.
Wait a minute. What are you outlets. Saying to people on Cameo? What's your.
It's usually birthday stuff. And they're usually like, hey, fucking Google what I should do on my birthday. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, so you do like a...
I do. I mean, Google's as well as I can, but...
What's the price tier?
I think it's like 40 or 50 bucks or something.
Damn, all right. That's like, that's decent.
Well, hey, man, I gotta fucking make a living.
I'm saying that's not... that's not nothing.
Right, but now I would like to say, you know, I'm trying to not overlap too much on stuff that's over here. So I'm making a formal announcement that I'm switching to Bing. For my search engine choice.
Wow.
Google no longer gives me the results that I need or want. Jesus. And also, they're kind of a corporation. And I don't believe in that. I believe in the little guys. So,
by the way,
I'm a Bing man right now.
I think this is very funny that one of the last things I asked you to do was to cut something out of the Two Bears. You didn't cut it out.
Oh. Oopsie whoopsie.
It's like the last thing I asked you to do.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. And there it is, everybody.
Yeah. Now it makes sense. All right.
Yeah. Do you remember it or no?
I remember you saying it. I remember you saying it.
Okay. Cool.
Good. Thank you.
My bad on that.
Okay.
Yeah. We could go into the YouTube editor. I'm sure
you should call the
it.
Podcast that. My bad.
You should what?
My bad on that.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They
well,
feel like you say that a lot.
Well, no. I'm changing it to "Let me get your dick, Carter."
Well.
Oh, that's great.
That's for your OnlyFans.
That's your OnlyFans. I'm telling you.
I mean,
get,
we could just.
Bro, you can get multiple subscribers on the OnlyFans.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. I hear them in there going, "Mm-hmm." Right.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
No, we're going to miss you, man.
We're going to miss you.
I think everybody here will miss you a lot.
I'm going to miss you guys too.
You bring great energy, great vibe, great laughter. You're we just love you so much. And wishing you the best, and you can see Nadav on OnlyFans jacking his dick.
And it's really, you know, honestly, like you really forced us into like a diversity thing, and to have that leave, it's not cool.
I forced you into a diversity thing?
Well, it's like, you know, when you joined the team, we were like, fuck, this is really getting diverse. I don't know how I feel about this, but then we accepted it. And now that like one of our most diverse employees is leaving it, you know, it's not.
Wait, hold on. Is this how you're going to tell Zolo and Annie that they're no longer a part of the team?
Well, I mean, we need the J and the B in there. We need the diversity that they provide. So they actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, we have to like prop them up. Be like, oh, interesting. You know, February's coming up. Annie, what would you like to do for the month? Like stuff like that. So Zolo has his whole like Hanukkah thing planned for December. Uh-huh. So,
oh wait, is he taking J holidays off now? Now that I'm gone,
we
don't do that, man.
No, he's let us know that he's a devout follower. Yeah. Yeah,
that's not going to be good for you. You're not going to see him all fall.
Well, I know.
That's when all the J holidays happen.
He said that he's going to be at Temple like constantly. So
there's only like one or two, so you could figure out which one he's going to.
Yeah, Austin doesn't have that.
One question. The guys mentioned, is it Switch? Is that what you're doing? What is that shit?
Twitch?
Twitch. Yeah. Lenovo's. What do you do there? What's that?
I mean, I gamble. Like I play poker on there, and people could watch
people
me play.
People watch you. Do they pay you to watch you?
No, you don't have to pay to watch me play poker, but there's a chat going on. I interact with them, and you know, they
tip.
They can if they want to.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a free way to watch me gamble, and you know, it's
And you're definitely not going to stop that, right?
I mean, can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing's for sure. I'm never gambling with Rob again. With Rob Eiler.
How come?
Why?
He's annoying as fuck to gamble with.
Really?
What?
How so?
I mean, we've released some content on Instagram. I mean, you should see some of these behind the scenes things.
Well, I saw you guys bet on the basketball game.
Yeah, sure. That was fun, where it was just like,
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if you remember the episode where we decided I was going to run a marathon.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
No, yeah.
45 minutes of figuring out what the terms are.
Yeah.
No.
And you know why that conversation was 45 minutes?
Because of Rob?
Because the guy that was sitting in this chair at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So God bless Rob. I love him as a person.
Yeah.
He just knows
but
what
unless
he wants
to go heads up 1K, you know, to try and get his money back, which by the way, he's never going to get his fucking money back.
Wow.
He could come and get it.
Jesus.
But he's never going to. Because he sucks to gamble with.
Whoa. You just threw down with Rob Eiler.
Yeah.
Damn.
No,
dude.
Great person. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. Not Today Pal is a great podcast.
Yeah.
Trash gambler. He's a trash gambler.
Whoa. Yeah. Yo, he listens to YMH. He's listening right
he
now.
Does.
He's fired up.
Come and fucking see me, bro.
Whoa.
I've never heard you like this.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking high Tina Dove. We'll see if that continues.
Oh my God. Do you think that's a really good point. Do you think this confidence has been maybe partially because of the tea? Are you juiced up? Are you a little aggressive?
I mean, I'm on a super low dose, but no.
How much do you take?
25 units twice a week.
No, that's not that much.
Is that enough?
It's literally the lowest dose. Like, it's the, I don't even know if it's affecting me.
No, it's affecting you. it's definitely affecting you, but it's not enough to, like, change your personality and
right.
stuff. No.
Right.
I had a good week in Vegas.
Okay, now we're talking. Tell me about it.
Well, I don't do the sports gambling, but I just...
No, I know. You do like high roller slots or whatever, right?
I did hit that a few times, and I hit a few grand a few times. And then I won $5,000 on blackjack.
That was fun. Interesting.
So exciting.
Dude, are you into craps yet?
No.
Dude.
I know.
Dude, me and Annie went on a craps run the last time we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
I know you don't like real drugs and stuff like that. Like you'll take like a gummy every now and then.
Yeah.
If you want to feel something as close to drugs as you can get.
Yeah.
Be at a craps table where there's a hot roller that's been rolling for like 45 minutes straight and hitting everything you place money on. Nothing feels better than that.
And you just watch it stack up.
You're just watching it. I mean, me and Annie hit some high lows. Like, oh my God, it's honestly just next level. Like it's.
All right.
Yeah. And we played over at Ellis Island, which was named after your son.
That's true. Well, I am taking a Vegas trip just to gamble. So, yeah.
Dude, I love that for you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
If you ever need someone to help you teach craps, I mean, I'm always available to hang and like to show you the ropes.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave me a marker. It was pretty exciting.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. They're just like, hey, here's a line of credit. Go do whatever the fuck you want.
Yes.
That's what I'm fucking talking about,
Tom. And I was like, could you increase that a little bit? And then they were like, sure.
Ooh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I know.
You shouldn't be asking to increase that.
I know. I did it from the gate, too, right out of the gate. And they said yes right away.
Can I ask you what the line was?
Nope. So, thank you, guys.
Good to see you, Duff. You better get going. You got to make content.
Yeah. Look, man, we're all, you know, we're right here. You're staying in Austin, so hopefully we'll see you at some point. Yeah.
No, yeah. Like, look, you guys have been family for a long time. I hope you guys continue to be family. Like, there's absolutely zero malice in my heart towards you, towards anyone here.
Of course.
I love this place. Like, you guys are my second family.
100%. Aww, we love you very much. And we're excited for you, excited to see where things go. Don't want to watch you jack off on OnlyFans, but I understand a lot of
people. It's not
going to
happen. I'm not jerking off. I'm not jerking off on OnlyFans.
Honestly,
you want to watch Nadav shower? Go to OnlyFans.com.
I won't be there. I'm not going to be there.
And you and your friends can jack off.
You make so much money on there, dude.
Nah.
Yeah, bro.
Nah. See, but then I'm competing with Potter. I don't want to like take away from this.
Oh, come on. OnlyFans? No, he's just doing cameos.
He drifts back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once in a while, he calls me mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
Is that a misclick?
Yes.
Well, I had to fuck it up, you know?
An oopsie whoopsie.
It's an oopsie whoopsie. Yeah. So, anyway,
happens to all of us.
Happens to everybody. We're very excited that, you know, you're going to be doing stuff, and we'll definitely be following along. And we'll see you soon. We will.
We'll see you
soon.
Yeah,
I hope so.
So, that's it. Thanks for stopping in. Thanks for talking about it. And Temple Beth El Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
It actually is a temple.
Of course.
Yeah, it's in the valley.
Bye, guys.
Shabbat.
All right. Nadav is Googling, looking for Shen. Nadav is Googling, I hope he finds it. Nadav is Googling, looking for you. Hurry up and find that shit, you fucking Jew. Nadav is Googling. Nadav is Googling.